This is JIS News. Coming up, PIOJ projects improvement in economic performance, improvement work to begin soon on Oceana Hotel, and Manchester communities vie for cash prize in cleanup and beautification contest. The news in detail after this message.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners' Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and add to knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachiquin and NHF. Financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Now the news. The short-term prospects for the economy are positive despite the 0.8% contraction for the July to September quarter. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock, says the positive outlook for the October to December quarter is based on preliminary data for tourism, which shows a 9.8% increase in stopover arrivals for October and a near 19% increase in cruise passenger arrivals for the same period. Continued implementation of major growth-inducing projects and strengthened investor confidence as a result of the successful completion of the sixth review of the International Monetary Fund should also have a positive impact on economic growth.
In light of the above-mentioned factors, we expect real GDP for the October to December 2014 quarter to grow within the range of 0.5% to 1.5%. Most industries are expected to grow, with the agriculture and hotels and restaurants industries projected to record the strongest growth.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock. Growth for the calendar year and 2014-2015 fiscal year is also projected at 0.5 to 1.5%. Improvement work is expected to begin soon on the Oceana Hotel downtown Kingston as the new owners are investing in development of the property. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, sold the property to Jamaican-Canadian consortium King Church Property Holdings Limited for $385 million. Speaking recently at the signing of the sales agreement, Chairman of the Corporation, Senator Katie Knight, noted that the property has been sold for use primarily as a hotel. The move, Senator Knight says, is in keeping with the continued thrust by the government to redevelop downtown Kingston.
The development of the Oceana Hotel, we believe, will breathe fresh life into downtown Kingston, adding further to the solid investment by the Digicel Group in constructing their global office at 14 Ocean Boulevard, a deal which was facilitated by the UDC.
The Ministry of Justice has received 29 computers from the Canada-based Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation, JUST, program to be deployed throughout the court system. Minister of Justice Mark Golding says the machines will help expedite the handling of court matters across the island and therefore increase the speed at which Jamaicans can access justice. This initiative is part of ongoing measures to reform the Jamaican justice system.
We hope and intend that in due course Jamaicans will have increasing confidence in their justice system and will be seeing outcomes in the form of cases flowing through the system more expeditiously.
The JUST program is a joint initiative of the governments of Jamaica and Canada, geared towards improving the service delivery and management capacity of justice sector institutions. And several communities in Manchester have an opportunity to win a cash prize of $35,000 through participation in a cleanup and beautification contest being organized by the Social Development Commission. The Central Manchester Cleanup and Beautification Contest was organized in response to Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller's call for an island-wide cleanup and seeks to foster civic pride and community development. Speaking with JIS News, Social Development Commission SDC Development Officer for Central Manchester, Shoshana Archer, said that main aim of the contest is to strengthen and improve communities through volunteerism.
One of the main objectives of the competition is to strengthen and improve communities through volunteerism. This competition is not only a one-off event, we're aiming for it to become an annual event so that during this period every year, persons are constantly doing work in their communities.
To participate, communities must apply through their community development committees. Application forms are available at the SDC office in Mandeville and the offices of the Members of Parliament for the parish. Applications close November 24. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.